You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Wednesday, May 18th. Lifeline Children's Services is an organization that helps pregnant women create an adoption plan and build skills through budgeting and job training classes. The organization boasts a staff of around 200 people working throughout 16 U.S. states, as well as about 60 international partners and staff members. During an interview with the Christian Post, Lifeline President Herbie Newell discussed the resources necessary for supporting women in a post-Roe world. He said, quote, "The truth of the matter is, Lifeline and other organizations like ours, we're ready. We're scaled for the ability to help more women." Newell shared that his organization has already secured and prepared church partners and legal partners to be able to get those women to the best places where they can be helped, noting that they have scaled to such a degree they are ready to work with women in all 50 states. Human Coalition, a national collective that has assisted thousands of mothers who have made the decision to give birth instead of abort, is also forming partnerships with state government and local pregnancy centers to connect women with supportive services. The organization's telecare services are able to connect women to needed resources, and the group is also planning to launch a pilot program in Texas this summer to help reduce infant morbidity. CareNet President and CEO Roland Warren says it's a misconception that the only response to a potential overturning of Roe is building more pregnancy centers. His organization provides practical support services to women and families at more than 1,100 affiliates throughout the country. He believes care from conception to birth is not enough, asserting, quote, "the model has to be engaging guys, so he's that support. And if that's not possible, then the church comes in and steps in to assist." In a recent episode of the Christian Post podcast, Dr. Richard Land discussed the potential overturning of Roe v. Wade, why many pro-lifers are celebrating, and some of the myths regarding the landscape of a post-Roe America. Land, the executive editor of the Christian Post, explained that pro-life advocates will need to have an increased role because it will then be up to the states to decide their laws regarding abortion.
And even Ruth Bader Ginsburg said it was a badly decided decision and made the abortion issue more controversial than it would have been otherwise, because it tried to take the abortion issue out of the political realm and to decide it for the American people.
You can listen to that episode now by clicking the link in the podcast description. U.S. District Judge Lyles Burke, who former President Donald Trump appointed, has blocked the enforcement of an Alabama law that would criminally punish anyone who dispenses experimental drugs such as puberty blockers or cross-sex hormones to a child suffering from gender confusion. Burke did, however, uphold the ban on sex change surgeries. Burke argued in his injunction that the plaintiffs were likely to show that they have a fundamental right to treat their children with transitioning medications subject to medically accepted standards. North Carolina-based Samaritan's Purse transported more than two dozen Ukrainian refugees to Canada in what one displaced Ukrainian referred to as God's mercy flight. In a statement shared on Twitter Sunday, evangelist Franklin Graham, who heads up the organization, stated that all of the refugees have relatives or loved ones to go to. Graham explained, "There are children of all ages, grandmothers, mothers, one of them is even 8 months pregnant. God bless them. They have been through so much and had to leave behind everything except what they could carry. The charity will likely continue to evacuate Ukrainian refugees weekly for the foreseeable future." During an episode of Good Morning America, actress Ashley Judd sat down for an interview to reveal her mother, Naomi Judd, died of a self-inflicted gun wound prompted by her mental illness, though Judd and her older sister Winona announced their mother died on April 30 due to the disease of mental illness. Details of the tragedy were not initially shared with the public. While explaining the events of that day to journalist Diane Sawyer, Judd stated, quote, "When we're talking about mental illness, it's very important to be clear and to make the distinction between our loved one and the disease. It's very real. It lies. It's savage." Winona shared a letter with her sister in support of the interview, but indicated she could not speak publicly about the loss. She thanked God that the sisters have each other during this difficult time. You can watch the interview at the link in the podcast description. Judge Daniel Traynor of the U.S. District Court for the District of North Dakota issued an order Monday that placed a temporary block on the enforcement of a Biden administration mandate requiring an alliance of Christian employers to pay for or provide health plans that cover gender transition surgeries. The Christian Employers Alliance, an organization that provides support to Christian businesses and nonprofits, filed suit against the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and the Department of Health and Human Services, seeking to block the enforcement of the mandate that requires coverage of trans-affirming counseling and medical services that violate the beliefs of its members. In issuing the order, Judge Traynor, a Trump appointee, wrote, quote, "The alliance must either violate its sincerely held beliefs or face monetary losses, fines, and even civil liabilities. The plaintiffs and their members face a very real, irreparable harm if they are either forced to comply or if they refuse to comply." Data from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University has found that just 37% of Christian pastors in the United States have a biblical worldview, demonstrating that spiritual awakening is needed just as desperately in our pulpits as is in the pews. The study of approximately 1,000 Christian pastors found that just slightly more than a third, 37%, of the U.S. pastors hold a biblical worldview. The majority, 62%, possess a hybrid worldview known as syncretism. Results show that only 13% of teaching pastors and 12% of children's and youth pastors have a biblical worldview, as well as just 4% of executive pastors. Director of Research George Barna cited that children's and youth pastors' figures are especially concerning, explaining, quote, "Discovering that 7 out of every 8 of those pastors lack a biblical worldview helps to explain why so few people in the nation's youngest generations are developing a heart and mind for biblical principles and ways of life, and why our society seems to have run wild over the last decade." We hope you enjoy listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your podcast player of choice: Apple Podcasts on iPhone, Spotify on iPhone or Android, or Google Podcasts in your Android device. Don't forget, you can download the Edify app by searching for Edify, E-D-I-F-I, in the iPhone or Android app stores. There you can access our entire network of faith-based and uplifting podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post Daily Newsletter and get the top headlines every day delivered right to your inbox. You can click the links to download the Edify app or subscribe to the newsletter in the podcast episode description. We would also appreciate a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Thank you for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.